By the way, what auspice is this? Is this a government office or...
No, sir. It's a private, small group of scientists and laymen.
All right. Are you associated with APRO?
No, sir. We do cooperate, but we're not affiliated in any way.
All right. Well, I was in Tucson here about 3 weeks ago, and I talked to L.E. Doherty. He's the office man with APRO.
Yes.
And I told him of the situation that I had made up observations on some duck in a meadow in a Duck Lake property that I'm trying to bring back, and I'm a manager of a group of men that are interested in this.
Uh-huh.
And we had not a landing, but evidently a hovering here around the middle of May. And it was just as if you took a donut cutter and punched down on it.
Uh-huh.
The about four and a half feet in the center, a little fuzzy on the far side, was standing upright. This is very fragile grass, swamp grass, what they call sweet grass. It's about 4.5 feet high, and even the beard stayed up. But everything from that edge, in a rim out about 10 feet, or a diameter of... would be 10 and 10 plus 4 or 5 would be about a diameter of about, outside diameter of about 25 feet.
Uh-huh.
That 10-foot ring outside the donut hole, outside the standing grass of 4.5 feet, was punched down, flattened, completely flat in a clockwise motion. And about 70 feet from there was another one further out in the meadow, but it... It was round, but it didn't have as, it wasn't as clearly delineated as the one right up next to the embankment where I was making my sighting.
Yes.
And I went down there without taking my Polaroid, so therefore I didn't take the important picture. But before I left on my vacation, I went down there and took a look at it. And this is the phenomena that I reported to Doherty when I was in Tucson. I went up to the office and talked to him for about an hour. From the inner circle, inner portion that was left standing, the grass, even with its beards of seeds, was left standing. From that edge outward, the growth progressively, there was no growth right next, new grass growth right next to the perimeter. The inner core, but the growth of grass constantly got higher away from that inner cut.
Uh-huh.
The 10 feet out, it was just as if you took a slant line there, you could see the new grass going up higher and higher until it finally got to the edge. Now, when I saw it yesterday, I took a picture of it yesterday because Doherty asked me to get some grass in different places. Which I have a plot marked out where I pick this grass up, and they're all, I got three grasses at each pluck, five different positions, one in the center, three on the, going out through the 10-foot swath, and one on the outside of it. He said they have a botanist who would like to run some checks on it. So I'm sending that down to him tomorrow. But in between times of working at the Duck Lake, I went down to the Wayside Tavern and had a cooling beer, and the fellow that came in and runs a mobile station down there on the highway next to the dike. This, by the way, is just on the county line between Multnomah County and Columbia County on the
mainland.
And he told me that a fellow by the name of talking an awful lot about observations he's been seeing. Now, I looked him up, and it took a little while to get him to talk, his confidence, see, because everybody looks at him like he's crazy. But he tells me that he has practically nightly observations there right now. He saw what he thought was a phenomenon last night with the revolving red light standing still. And he got on his CB and he talked from Scappoose to Woodland, Washington. To another CBer, and they both are on the CB and observed the same object. They had a triangulation. I don't know who the guy was in Washington. But both he and his wife have seen him. Both his wife and he have seen him separately, and also the youth their boy, who was about 24 or 25, had seen them. And, of course, what I was interested in is, had anybody seen anything down there where our hovering was?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this is the only thing I could dig up. But he says that you can come over there almost any night and see them. As a matter of fact, he invited me back tonight to take a look if I wanted to.
Now, are these moving objects?
Yes, he says they're... He's run the whole gauntlet. He's got the one where the tube comes down, and he says it retracts. When they turn that light off, it's a light tube. But he said when they turn it off, he says you can see it retract into the object. And he's also got the one about big enough that he has seen 10 of them dislodge from it. They go out, some of them fly back in and fly back out. But he's counted as many as 10 has come off out of it. And then he's got the, with glasses, he's seen them in his clothes, that he's seen the, he's given us, everything that he told me is what has always has been reported. Interesting about the strobe light, or the light that went down, he claims it went down into the river, Columbia River, or thereabouts. But he said that you could actually see the light being retracted, it's just like a tube.
Right, that's quite common.
As you can see it being retracted.
Right.
But anyway, they're having a hustle bustle down in that area, so I stopped at, when I was in Scappoose, I went on into St. Helens, went into the county sheriff's office, and asked one of the deputy sheriffs a direct question if any UFOs been reported, and he says no, and I said thank you, and I walked out. So I stopped at the state police, and I asked the girls there in the office, and they said, no, nothing has been reported. And I was telling them about my grass situation. Of course, I'm interested in the fact that if something's going to be around there, am I going to have any ducks to shoot at this year?
Yes.
And they said nothing had been reported. But they pulled out a card out of their circular file and wrote down your name in their UFO reporting center, gave me your phone number and your post office box, and stuff like that.
Oh, great.
So I have that, and I tried to get a hold of Carol Watson, who I know is associated with APRO here in Oregon someplace. He's down in Medford. So I can't call APRO here in Oregon, so I did the next best thing, called you.
Well, I'm sure glad you did. It sounds like it would be worth the trip down there.
Well, it sounds to me like they're flapping around quite a bit. He says, well, come on back tonight. He says, bring a good pair of glasses. He says, you'll see them.
Oh, that's great. We're going to have to contact that gentleman.
Well, you've got all the dope on him.
Yes, sir.
And he's at the point right now where what he has said, nobody believes him, so he's trying to keep his mouth shut. And I told him that Mr. will probably get in touch with him, probably even tonight.
Uh-huh.
And because I thought of Shady Cove, Oregon, I'd never heard of it. I lived, born and raised in Oregon. I thought, well, if that's in Salem, like I thought it was, why Watson would be coming up tonight to make an investigation.
Uh-huh.
But she's all on your hands now. Are you the bunch that started up here a few years ago and is publishing a paper?
Yes, we
I read of you.
Yeah, we originally started out with the name Aerial Phenomena Research Group.
I know of you.
And then,
you put out a very fine publication at one time,
uh-huh.
If I remember right.
Right. We were pretty proud of that.
Yeah. Well, I went the other way. I joined Carol and Jim Lorenz's group.
It's a fine organization.
I'm a member of APRO.
Yes, we've met both of those people, and they're doing a beautiful job.
Yeah. You put out a nice, very, very fine objective book here not so long ago. I suppose you read it by now.
Yes, I think I have read all of their books.
This is just published, I think, in February. Well, that's about all I can give you.
Well, sir, we sure appreciate it very much.
Carry on from here. Evidently, they're flapping quite a bit down here now.
Okay, can we feel free to get back to you at any time?
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Great.
If I have, if there's any report on this grass that I'm sending down, why, and I get anything, I'll be glad to hand it over to you.
Now, we get a lot of calls from the greater Portland area. Do you follow up on any investigations?
No, I'm not a trained investigator.
Uh-huh.
I have knowledge. I have a considerable amount of knowledge, but it's probably best that I don't, because I've never reported, and I don't think basically I could be as objective as I should be. So,
okay.
But in something like this, I feel I can certainly get something started.
Okay, well, I want to thank you once again for letting us know about this.
Righto.
And we'll probably be talking to you later.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Right. Bye.